Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Mem Vav. Zocha to finish, right, tremendous chutz to finish the fourth parak and begin the fifth parak of Bava Kama. But we're still here on Mem Heim Abayz, about 10 lines up, Tanya, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer. And if you remember from yesterday, right, we had a Mishnah, and we had three opinions, in terms of how much Shmira, right, you need to do, right, on a short tam, a short muad. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, you know, a short time has less of a chiyuv shmira. Rabbi Meir says you need a shmira ma'ula across the board. Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah had said, right, the only shmira you can do is with the sakin, meaning you can't guard it, meaning you have to shecht it. Right, it's the only proper guarding for a shor muad. Now we're going to quote Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov has a different sheet. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, echatad mecha muad sheshamro shmira b'chusa. Now, even if you do a minimal shita, right, the basic level of shmira on either tam and a muad, so in that case you're going to be potter, right? That's the most makel, right? Just a little bit, just the minimal level of shmira, you're going to be potter. My time and why is that? Sabar la karevi Yehuda, right? Damar muad b'shmira b'chusa sagidei, right? It holds like Rabbi Yehuda again we did yesterday, right? That for a short muad you only need a shmira b'chusa, basic level of shmira. V'yalef negichal tam and negichal muad, and he learns right backwards. Right, toward the tam, right? So if that's all you need for a short muad, right, that's all you're going to need for a short tam as well. Amar Rav Ada bar Abba. Rav Ada bar Abba said, you know, when we said that Rabbi Yehuda, right, then when you, again, if you remember from yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda says that a short muad that is watched, which is Shmir Pechusa, is going to be potter. I mean, that's going to be, right, that's going to be enough, right, and you're going to be potter. So Rav Ada bar Abba says a fascinating shita, right, or fascinating chedesh, lo potter Rabbi Yehuda, Ela atzad ha'adashibov, right? If you remember, we learned there's a shita that says that when you have a shor muad, that's chiyav is nezek shalim, right? Full nezek. But that's built on the chatzi nezek chiyav of a tam, meaning there are two payments here. There's a chatzi nezek of the tam, and then the shor muad is above and beyond the chatzi nezek of a tam. You're going to pay nezek shalim. So when Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be putter, you're putter for the tzad ha'ada. You're putter from the shor muad payment that takes it up to full nezek. But aval tzad tamus b'mkomo b'nes, but the tzad tamus, meaning that the first half chatzi nezek payment, that's still going to be there, and you're still going to be chayiv. Amar Rav. Rav says, muad lekeren yamin, inu muad lekeren small. Again, we're going to see in a second that this is going to be a machlokas, right, on how you understand Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's going to be against Rav Ada bar Abba, who said that the tam part is still left there. So let's just start with what Rav says. There's a concept that just like a shor can be muad for animals and not muad for people, etc., etc., there's also, right, a shor that can be muad for the right-hand side, right, and not for the left-hand side. Right, that the shor, if, let's say, a shor gores with its right-hand side three times, it's a shor muad for the right-hand goring and not the left-hand goring. Right, that's going to still be a short tam. Meaning you can have tam and muad in the same animals. Like Gemara says, I'm going to leave it to so, meaning, when Rav said this, right, whose shita, right, is he holding like? Right, meaning that maybe either the Rabbi Meir, if he's holding like Rabbi Meir, Hamra Echatam Echamuad Shmira Mu'ulabai, who says that both of them, right, regardless of the Tam Muad, needs a proper Shmir. So obviously, in Mimanashach, right, it doesn't matter, right, you have to do the same proper Shmir for the Shor, it doesn't matter, right, whether it's Shor Tam, Shor Muad, right, you still have to do the same Shmira. Yelibi Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's Rabbi Yehuda, so my area is carrying small, right, if you'll be a Minami, right, Isbeit Tzad Tamus, Isbeit Tzad Muadis. Right, who cares whether it's the right hand or left hand, right? Even the short, the tzad yamin, but even the right hand of the animal, the right, let's say the right horn of the animal, is also going to be shayach, right, to gourd, because you have a tzad tamus, right? You have a tzad tam, right, of the muad part. So armor, meaning tacos, basically, meaning that if the shore is going to, what's it called? If you tell me the tzad muad, right, let's start again. If you tell me that he guards the shore muad, meaning the right hand of the shore, right, the right side of the shore is a muad, if he guards it with a shmir pechusa, right, if you're telling me that, you're still going to have to pay as if it's a short tam, so why is Rav saying, I mean, manavshach, right, why, or muad for the right horn, is not muad for the left horn, right, who cares, what's the nafkamina, right, because tachos is the left hand side is short tam, the right hand side, right, there's a short tam plus a short muad, but if you guard it, a shmir pechusa, you're still going to be chayiv for the short tam part, so then that's the same, right? They're the same. Both sides are the same. So the Gemara says, "I'm a little Kamer Yehuda. They're really olam Kamer Yehuda. They're really holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Both sphere the Rav Ada Barava." And this is exactly the point I'm trying to make. He disagrees with Rav Ada Barava, right? Rav Hakamer, and he holds that Kihai Gavna Kemishvachus Beit Sad Tamos Umuetas. And that is the only case where you can have a shore that has both Tzad Tam and Tzad Muad, meaning that one side of it is a short Tam, one side of it is a short Muad. That's the only scenario where you have both of them in the same shore. But that's against Rav Ada Bar Ava understanding of Yehuda, who said that you're still going to be chayef for the Tzad Tam or Shribo. And Rav is disagreeing and saying, no, you have either a short Muad or you're a short Tam, right? You don't have both of them within the same animal. And that's just to finish off the thought, right? But if you have a short muad, right, you're not going to have a short tam, right, part of it whatsoever. And obviously, you're not going to be chayav for chatzi nezek in a case where it damaged. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, Amar Ein Lo Shmir El Sakin. Again, Rabbi Lezer said that you got a shecht the short muad. Amar Rabbi, my time is Rabbi Lezer. What's his shita? What's his reasoning? Amar Kras, the pasuk says, Volo Yishmerenu. Right, that you shouldn't watch it, meaning now that you can't watch it. Now, the pasuk, pashas the pasuk means, if you have a shor muad and you didn't watch it, then you have to pay for the damages. So he's learning, Rabbi Elazar is learning, shuv ein lo shmira lezeh, right, meaning velo yishmerenu, meaning you can't have shmira on it. You can't watch over it, meaning therefore you have to shecht it. There's no possibility of you watching over it. Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says, if that's true, if that's what the meaning of velo yishmerenu means, ma'ata dechziv, pasuk says a similar lashon by a boar. Pasuk says v'lo yichasenu, right? He doesn't cover it, and again, the pasuk of the pasuk means he doesn't cover it. Someone gets damaged, you have to pay. But nami shuv in lo kisur lezeh, does that also mean, right, that you can't cover it? There's no way for you to cover it, right? That even if you covered it and someone got damaged, you'd be chayef. That can't be true. V'chitei ma'achinam. I mean, if you tell me that it is true, that's not another mishnah. Kiseu karay v'nafal tocho shor chamor v'meis potter. Right? Mishnah says preferish. Right, that if you put a cover on it, then you're putter. So it can't, that phrase lo yishmerenu, lo yichasenu, can't mean that it's impossible, right, to either guard it or cover it, and you'd still be chayiv, because we see before that you're putter in that case by a boar. So Elam Rabbi, so Rabbi says, Hanin Tami Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar sheet is like this. Okay, the Tanya, Bryce that says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, minayin shalo yigadel adam kalev rabbi toch beiso. I mean, it's not because you can't physically guard the shore, it's because it's inappropriate to keep a shore like that, a shore muad, in his house, right? You can't keep a bad dog, you can't keep a bad ladder in your house. It's dangerous. Right? Don't put blood in your house. Right? It's like a hazard. Right? So you're not allowed to do that, not because it's impossible to watch over a shore muad, right? You could lock it up. But it's not an appropriate thing. This thing could cause damages, right? It's not safe, like a bad cat, right? like an angry dog or a bad ladder. Okay, Hadron Lachshor Shenagach Arab of Chamisha. Invite her on to the fifth parak of the Sechta. Says the Mishnah: Shor Shenagach Hasapara. If a shor gored a female cow, Venimtsa Ubra Betzada, right, or Betzida, right? You find the fetus of the cow. Cow is pregnant. And you find the fetus at the side of the female cow. Then you do im ad shalo nocha yalda, and you have no idea that if it's the goring that caused her, right? Let's say the miscarry of the fetus, imish nocha yalda, or meaning if it's not, meaning if it gave birth beforehand, or quote unquote gave birth afterhand. So you don't know, right? If the goring caused the damage, right, of the fetus, caused the death of the fetus or not. So misham chatzinezek lapara. So the guy has to pay chatzin nezek, right? Like the short tam, he has to pay chatzin nezek on the, you know, for the goring of the cow, female cow. Revia nezek levlad, and you have to pay one quarter of the damages, right, for the fetus, right? Because we're not sure, right, what happened to it. Now the Gemara is going to say, right, if you remember, we did a daf maybe a week ago or so. I'm not sure exactly when. I talked all about the concept of motzim mechaver labaraya. Right? Why in the world, if you have a suffek, you're not sure whether the cow gored the child or the fetus. Right, so therefore, you pay reva nezek, you pay a revia, you pay a quarter, which is half of the damages. So the Gemara immediately is going to say that this is sumchas eshita, right, that holds that if you have a mamon, a mutabal safek, if you have some sort of safek with a monetary obligation, so then you split it. That you split it down the middle. But obviously, the chachamim in a minute are going to say, hamotzi mechavel levaraya, and unless you can prove that it's the goring that it caused the cow to miscarry the fetus, so then, unless you can prove it, right, you're not going to get paid anything. So that's vayter on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the opposite case. Let's say v'chein par shenagcha as a shor v'imtsov lada betzida. Right, the other way around, the female cow gored an ox, gored a shor, and then you find it's vlada. Not, this is not what's it called? Not Where's the phrase in the ubra, right? Ubra, right? And ubar in the Mishnah, in the first line, he said that the case is that's a fetus. Here, a vlad is a child. It doesn't necessarily mean that the cow, the baby cow is dead, right? What happens is, maybe that the shore, the female cow gored, then, right, you find out that it's standing next to a baby cow, and the shaila becomes, right, well, just to read the Mishnah, I'll explain, ve'in yodua im ad shalo nagcha yalda, im ish nagcha yalda. You don't know if the cow gave birth before or after it gored. Why would it matter? Because if the shore gored, right, when it was still pregnant, so then you the fetus or the baby cow went also gored because it was part of the mother, so you would have to pay part of that value as well. So you're not sure, right, if you have to pay, right, obviously pay chatzin nazik from the shore, from the para, from the female cow, but you're not sure if you have to pay the value or half the value of chatzin nazik from the vlad. So again, the Mishnah says, Mishnah chatzin nazik min ha-para, v'revi nazik min ha-vlad, you're going to pay half chatzin nazik from the para, right, and 1/4 from the child. So Amar Ravi, now just if you're wondering how in the world, right, I thought you're paying chatzin nazik, right, and the Mishnah seems to imply you pay 3/4 nazik, right, half from the par and 1/4 from the child, that seems to be more than chatzin nazik, so Gemara will address that, we'll get to that at the end of today. Amar Ravi Damar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Simchus, and again, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, this is Simchus Shita. Amar Mamon Amutal B'Safek Chokin, who says that money is, that it's a Safek, where you're going to split it. A lot of discussion in terms of what those cases, in which cases you'll say that, without you can check out the first Tosus over here if you want. But okay, in our case, right, you get the money that is some sort of suffix in terms of the situation surrounding it, so it's going to be, you're going to split that money. The Chachamim say, is that called Gadol? This is a general great rule, but then, right, whenever you're judging cases, most of anybody, right, who's trying to take out money, right, from someone else, they have to bring the proof. So the Gemara says, "Lamlu lemeimar zekol gadol." Right, but then, why do you have to tell me, right, that this is a great rule? Right, why is that necessary? So, I mean, just tell me, right? Matzah mechvel levaraya. That's a halacha. What do you mean this is a great rule? So what's so the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Itzrich, first of all, the Gemara says perhaps you need to tell me that the filu nizak amr bari mazik amr shema. Even if the nizak, even if the damager has a definite claim, and the damager has a shema, has a maybe claim, a potential claim. Still, still, the nizak, the damager, still needs to bring a proof, even if his claim, right, in a certain scenario, right, is better, right, than the claim of the damager, right? Even in a case of bari v'shema, right, still you're not going to be entitled to the money unless you can bring a proof. Inami, another possibility, the itmar, for the following, the itmar, the fact that at which it was said, hamokar shor l'chavero, person sells a shore to his friend, v'nimtza nagchan, turns out that the shore, right, is a gorer. Right, he's goring. Right, the guy who buys the shore realizes it's out of its control. Right, it's out of control. It gored somebody beforehand. Right, again, and you can't get it to calm down. Right, and obviously it's not worth keeping it around. So you got to shecht it. Obviously, it's going to be less value. Right, meat is less valuable than a live shore. So what do you do with that? So Rav Amar Harei Zemekachtos. Right, it's an invalid sale. Right, the money goes back. Right, shore goes back. Everything is refunded and reversed. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Yachal Shomer Lo. No, the guy could say, the guy selling the shore could say to him, L'shchita mecharti l'cha. What do you mean? I sold it to you, so you could shecht it. Right? Why should it go back? Right? So, meaning the guy has to, meaning tachlis, what it is, the guy has to prove that he bought the shore, or for not shchita, for, I don't know, was it plowing and working the field and whatever it is. The guy has to prove, that's a mechaveh olavaraya. And the Gemara says, and we get to the why this is such a klal gadol at the end. Right? Amai, as the Gemara says, one second, why? Why should that be? What's going on over here? I mean, why is that true? Next, Igavrin Zavin Laradia, Igavrin Zavin Lenachasta. Why don't we just see? Right? Is this a guy who is invested in plowing shorim, shvarim? Right? Is he buying it for meat? Is he a butcher? Or is he a farmer? So I still look at myself. Let's Igavrin Zavin Lahalaha. He's both. He's got a bunch of businesses, hands in a bunch of cookie jars. Right? He's got a bunch of businesses there. So you can't prove from that. I have next. Why don't we see Dmei Radia the Radia? Right, so maybe you should see that he paid the value, right, of a shore for plowing, right? Or maybe he paid, right, the price of a shore for a shechting, right? God, Pasha says those are different prices. So Pasha says Latsricha the Ogre Bistra, right? No, it must be that they're the same price. And meat got so expensive, the meat shortage or whatever, so meat became more expensive. But Koyv Dmei Radia, and the cow would be the same price. Right at the same time, it's going as far as Omri. They said, right, impossible for them to have been the same price, right? Because, right, what do you mean if they were the same price? If the guy, again, if you're saying that you're going to reverse the sale, right, and there's a mekach tos, but let's say maybe the seller, right, can't give the money back. Let's say he used the money, right? And so what is he going to do? Let's go to the Torah Bezuze. He's just going to give him the shore, right? Instead of giving him the, you know, $1,000 he paid for the shore, he'd be like, just keep it. Right? The Amri Inchi, because people say, right, Mimre Rashvasach, Pare Ifra, meaning if you have to collect the debt, you can collect from whatever, right, whatever you can, right? Make sure to collect whatever you can, right? Even if it's bran, even if it's bad, you know, bad grain or bran, which is very obviously cheap stuff. Collect whatever you can, because sometimes a guy will go bankrupt and can't collect anything. So if you're telling me in that case, right, the guy, even if according to Rav, that's a mekachtos, and the guy's going to keep the shore, right? And this is, so there's no nafkamina. I mean, if there's no now, Shmuel's going to say, right, that that what's it called? Matzah mechaveh levaraya. But Rav says the what's called is reversed. Shmuel says we get the, obviously the buyer gets to keep the shore because it's not a mekachtos, it's not an invalid sale. Rav says it's a mekachtos, but if it's the same price, right, he's just going to keep the shore anyway. So there's no machokas, right? If it's a mekachtos and the guy doesn't have any money, so anechanam is the case is where he does have money. So Rav Amar Harez Mekachtos Zil Basaruba. Right? Rav says it's a Mekachtos because we go based on the Rove, on the majority. Ruba the Inshi, the Rad Yehuda Zavne, apparently the majority of people, right, buy Shvarim, right, not for meat, but for working the field. Shmuel Amar, and therefore, right again, therefore it's a Mekachtos. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Yachol Shiyomar Lashchita Mechardi Lecha. Velo Azlin and Basaruba. Shmuel says we don't go based on Rove. The guy, the seller, can say, I sold it to you for Shechting. Right, the fact that you can shecht it now because it's a short nagchon, okay, but that's, I showed you a short to shecht. Right? I mean, we don't go based on rov. Kizlin basaruva b'isura. Right? We only go based on rov and some sort of iser. Let's say you're dealing with a heft, iser v'heter, classic case, right? You have a piece of meat, you don't know where it came from. Right? A bunch of stores are kosher. Right? Let's say 9 stores are kosher, 1 store is not kosher. Right? You don't know the halacha. Right? That's already, you can go based on rov. Avabamona, but my money, we don't go based on rov, right? We say motzeh mechaveh alav raya. I got to prove your port, your case, even, right, if you have a rov, and that's why we say it's a klal gadol, it's a great rule, right? That motzeh mechaveh alav raya in the case of monetary situations. Okay, Tanya Mihachi, we also have a brisa that says similarly. Again, this is going to corroborate exactly what we just said. That is actually Sumchas and Nafta Chachamim. Right? If you have a shore that gored a para and you find the fetus at the side, any day im ad shalom nagcha yalda, right? Im shenagcha yalda. You don't know whether, right, it's before, you gored it before it gave birth, after it gave birth, whether the goring caused the miscarriage or the goring didn't. So Mishalim has a nezik la para reveal and nezik la vlad. There is sumchos. This is sumchos the shita that you pay half of the para and a quarter of the fetus. Alav harayah. Good. Amar Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Menayim lo motzim chaver alav harayah. How do you know that this is true? That a motzim chaver alav harayah, that you're gonna, right, the burden of proof is on, right, the guy who's trying to extract the money from his friend. Shneimar pasuk says ki mi bal dvarim yigash alehem. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, right, he told anybody who has a problem, go to Aaron and Hur. And obviously, there's tragic consequences about what happened there because they ended up making the Egel. But anyway, Moshe said, right, go speak to them. So the phrase is Yagish Raya. Right, the drasha is Yagish Raya Aleihem, meaning bring a proof. Right, the Gemara darshan's out. If you have Baal Dvarim, if you have to get something from somebody, so you should bring a proof for that. So Maskar Ravashi, what Ravashi says, what do you mean? Alamali Kra, what do you need a pusik for? Right, it's a Svara. Who's a Svara? Right, Dikayev Le Keiva. Someone who has a pain, right, goes to the doctor. Meaning, if you need something, right, you go to the doctor, you tell him what the story is, right, and he'll give you some medicine. Right, but the same thing, meaning if you need to go get money from somebody else, you have to go prove it and discuss the whole thing. Right, it's on you. So, Elakra, Rav Nachum Bar Rabba Bar Avua. So the problem, this is the pasuk, rather, teaches us the following in the name of Rabba Bar Avua. Amar Rabba Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Minayin she'in nizkakin el l'tovei t'chila. How do you know that you go, Beistin goes and works with the Tovea, the guy claiming money first? And this is a case like this, where, let's say, Reuven says, you owe me $100,000. And Shimon says, right, he doesn't say that. He says that you, Shimon says, right, you have some of my stuff, right? You owe me for something else, right? So I'm not paying you $100,000 until you give me back my, I don't know, X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, my car, my house, whatever it is. So what Beis Din does is that first they'll deal with Reuven's claim of whether Shimon owes $100,000, and then they'll go to Shimon and figure out whether Reuven has to give him back his house or his car or whatever it is. So how do you know this, that you start with the guy who's asking for money, for who's accusing, who's claiming money first? Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Me bal devarim yigash alehem, yagish devarim alehem." Right, based on that pasuk, Amri Narda, they said in Narda that pamim discussing the nitzra tchila. Once in a while, you will go and deal with Shimon's claim first. Right, in what scenario? Because if, let's say, Reuven has Shimon's stuff and it's depreciating, right, in Reuven's possession, so then they'll deal with that, right, and then they'll go back and deal with Reuven's claim. Okay, Vizil Parash Nagha is ashore, and so too, again, the other case in the Mishnah where a female cow, right, gored ashore, right, again, we don't know whether the fetus was part of the mother at the time, so we're going to pay, right, one half from the mother and one quarter from the fetus. The Gemara says, Chatzin Ezek, Revia Ezek. Again, as we said before, what do you mean, half and a quarter? Palka Nizku, the boy, the Shlume, right, he's only supposed to pay Chatzin Ezek, right? Kulin Nizke, Nevi Riva Mayavite. Why is he paying? Well, this is, literally means all of it minus a quarter. But why is he paying three quarters? You know, Nezek. What about Chatzin? Whatever happened to Chatzin Nezek? So Rabbi says Chatzin Nezek. What it means Chatzin Nezek? It means Echad Mi Arba Benezek. Means what it means is you're paying half of what you should have paid. I.e., you're going to pay a quarter from the mother. Revia Nezek Echad Mi Shmona Benezek. And Revia one fourth from the child. From the fetus, or the, I guess the live baby cow, that doesn't mean one fourth. That means one eighth. It means a fourth of what you could have paid, i.e., one fourth of a half, and therefore it means an eighth. And therefore, you end up you're only paying three eighths instead of four eighths, which would be a half. Right? You're only paying three eighths, not three quarters. The part of Vlad Chaninu, right? Hachanami demati amrle lebalapara meimanushach chatinazekavli. Now, if the cow belongs and the baby cow belongs to the same person, the guy can be like, listen, just pay me chatzin ezek. I don't care where it comes from. I mean, manushach, right? Just give me chatzin ezek. You owe me chatzin ezek. Ela lo tzricha. So this, what's this case? This case is right, the part of dechad vlad dechad. Right, it's only if they're owned by different people. And further, v'id kadim tave lebal part of tchila. If the nizak goes to the guy who owns the cow, right, first hakanami damar le lebal para. Part of the is azigtan havli raya, right, islacha shutvi, and he can say, right, it's your shore for sure that your cow, right, for sure your para did the damage, right. Again, the question is only whether the baby cow was part of the mother when it did the damage, but everybody agrees that the mother cow, right, did the damage. So bring me a proof that you have a partner, meaning that you owe me chatzin ezek. If you have a partner and someone else owns the baby nezek, so then you pay a half of that, which would be a quarter nezek. So then he basically goes to the cow's owner and says, you either give me chatzin nezek or prove to me that someone else owns the baby. Ella the kadim tavi lebal vlad chila, right? But if he went to first to the owner of the child of the baby cow, right? In that case, damar lei, right? So that place, gali adayde the shudfa isbei. So at that point, even though the damaged party, is not necessarily admitting, right? Because again, he's going to lose out. He's only going to get 3/8. If you went to the baby's owner first, right? Then it's as if he's admitting that there are two owners here, that there's a partnership here, that the baby is owned by one, and the cow is owned by somebody else. And in that case, that would be a scenario where the owner of the cow wouldn't have to prove that there's a shutfus there, right? And he would only get an eighth from the baby owner and a quarter, right, of the mother cow. Okay, we're going to stop here. There's another version of this, and this continues on to the next daf, but we'll call it here, and we'll wish you a tremendous day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.